This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I let you drive around my mind.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hope everybody's having a fantastic day out there today. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. And also streaming live on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. All right, so we got some of the quotes here from the Jimmy Butler interview today with Ira Winderman. And this was on the trade speculation, Leroy. That was today. We told you there was a little bit where he said, "I like it." You know, we got some of the quotes as they were having them, but this is the actual, some of the back and forth. He said, "I actually like it. It's good to be talked about. I don't think there's such thing as bad publicity to a point, but if somebody's talking about me getting traded, that's a lot. It's fine with me. It doesn't bother me, not one bit, and I do appreciate it. I appreciate going out there and hooping. I appreciate being efficient, being effective, and helping my team win. I don't ever want to take playing basketball for anybody for granted." And then when he was asked a follow-up to that answer about where he stands in terms of a potential long-term future with the Heat, he responded, quote, "Who knows?" And then he also was asked, our rights, asked pointedly if Miami remains where he wants to be with Heat president Pat Riley, last May, putting aside the talk of a Butler extension, the former All-Star said Wednesday, quote, "I don't know. I'm pretty sure y'all are going to get a report that's going to say otherwise anyways, so there's no sense in me answering that question."
Why would they do
that? Well, because here's the problem.
Answer the question, Jimmy.
No, but here's why Jimmy's smart.
Calm down. Calm down, Frog.
Here's why Jimmy is smart. Because they ask you a question, they run back to the other side and say, "Well, Jimmy said this."
Mm-hmm.
And so Jimmy just kind of squashed that by saying, "Mm-mm."
I don't know if he squashed it necessarily.
He squashed it because now
he closed the door, like, but he left it a little bit open.
All right.
Well, he left it open. They didn't want to give him an extension.
No, I mean, he said he understood and accepted. The door was closed. The door was open when they did that. I was like, "Oh my God, what did Tobin do?"
Hold on. If the Heat went in the toilet and traded him for assets, and he said, "I wanted to end my career in Miami,"
yeah,
does anybody bat an eye at that? Like, he told them last year that he wanted an extension. He wanted an extra year on the contract that he had, and then they said no. He said, "Well, no."
Because you can't ask for an extension a year after.
Why not?
Why can't he ask for an extension?
Why can't he ask for an extension?
Because it wasn't a great year. Bad taste.
Dude, his knee got messed up. You guys are in great rat bastards. This is what annoys me about it.
You want to
know something? This is how Dwayne Wade ended up in a Cavs jersey, because you didn't look the same. And then you tried to make Josh Richardson the star of the team.
It's not the same. Okay, you and the misses, anyone and their partner, for example, you guys are not on speaking terms because you have a disagreement of some sort. You're not then going to ask for a little alone time tonight, are you? You're going to wait till things are appropriate. Jimmy should have waited till things were more appropriate for him to ask for an extension.
When's appropriate?
You can
only ask for the extension when you're eligible for the extension. You're not allowed to ask for it anytime you want.
Oh, the salary. Now the salary cap exists. Now these contracts.
You're not allowed to ask for an extension if you can't get an extension.
Fugazi, dude.
Pat Riley did the thing where he goes, well, I got you a nice anniversary gift the last time, because Pat Riley was like, we didn't even negotiate the last extension. We just gave it to him.
See, look at that. Look at that. So they've already done right by Jimmy Butler.
Have they?
Yeah.
I don't think. Here's what I think. Here's what I think of this whole situation.
Not the best.
Everybody's options are out there, right? Because guess what? At the end of the day, Jimmy could opt out and then give him a 2-year deal. And everybody would be happy.
That's all he wanted in the first place.
Okay.
Always want more, Jimmy.
But I would say this. I understand how the Heat could have some reservations based on Jimmy's availability.
But it's been like that, Leroy. Since you got him. Jimmy Butler's had availability issues on the Sixers.
It doesn't mean they have to be happy with it. If that is a sticking point for the Miami Heat, there's one or two things that could happen. Jimmy could play the same amount of games and go, now we have to make a decision if we're willing to pay for this. Or he can play most of the games and they go, okay, he understands.
I'm still trying to figure out how this front office... Okay, and you know I love the Heat. Okay, I love them.
Don't throw quality.
No. I just want to.
Going after them, go after them. Don't come in. You know I really love
them. I love them. I'm having a hard time.
I love you, but I think we should break up.
I'm having a hard. No, I'm not going to break up with anybody.
It's not you.
I'm having a hard time.
I need some me time.
I'm having a hard time with anybody over the last 6 years who has looked upon the Heat's problems and been like, Jimmy Butler missing 15 games over the last a year is the issues we've had.
No,
like, the trades they haven't made, not the availability of other guys, not the reliance of too many undrafted guys, not playing first round picks. None of that has been looked upon as an issue. But now all of a sudden, he gets to bear the blame because Jimmy's not available.
Can I?
I think it's ingrate behavior from the fans.
On,
I really
hold
do.
Hold on. There's two things. One thing I'm never going to shake you of, and I think this is where your thinking differs from organizations. And that is, if you're 33 and you miss 25 games, if you're 34 and you miss 25 games, and if you're 35 and you miss 25 games of 82, mm-hmm. Okay, is it safe to say that we're not going to get the same Jimmy that we got when he first got here? Because they may be thinking, hey, he's on the other side of it. And if that's the case, then why would we extend that guy when he's going to be... Now you're talking about 36 and 37.
Because you know when it matters, he plays.
Do you?
Because it was a fluke injury last year. He plays when it matters, and he is an extremely great postseason player.
But do you understand? He is 35 years old. That doesn't matter to you?
I think the fact that Steph Curry's 35 years old. The Warriors are trying to make moves for him. But people would move heaven and earth for Kevin Durant.
Here.
LeBron James is 40. This guy's been, Leroy, he's been amongst the best. Amongst them in the postseason, he's done what they've done. Maybe he hasn't gotten over the mountain, but he's also had the worst teams.
Okay. Not worse than LeBron. Some of the teams LeBron – wait. Some of the teams that LeBron got to the playoffs wouldn't even be playoff teams. Some of the teams he got to the finals.
On the Lakers?
No, not the Lakers. No. I'm just saying over his career. But here's what – I understand that. You love Jimmy. I love Jimmy too.
Okay. He's got that nice eyes.
But what I'm trying to say to you is that at some point, see, you are willing to be caught or stuck with that $50 million deal with a player that can't play. Can you understand why Pat Riley might have a problem with that? And you keep saying, but he shows up when it counts. He shows up when it counts. Well, look at it from the Heat's perspective. He shows up when it counts. What has that gotten us?
Where would they be without him?
But that's not, again.
But where would they be without him, dude? Again, like what were they?
A lot of stars on teams.
No. Like, you for anything the Heat have done that's been close to hanging with Boston or being going toe-to-toe with Boston, to say that he's not the biggest reason of that is just false.
Here, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, how long are you willing to keep thinking that you're going to get the same Jimmy?
I'm telling you, he's got one more.
No, you still won't answer the question, though.
I'm telling you.
How long can he do this? I would like you to give me an answer, because if the Heat decide what you decide is going to cost him $40 or $50 million a year.
Yeah, but there is a thing.
No, you would still not
answer. I did answer your question. I think he's got one more elite one in him. At least.
One more.
At least.
So
maybe two.
So you say one more. Yeah. Okay.
At least.
So that's the player option.
Yeah.
Okay. So if he said, I'm opting in, and he plays out that last year for $52 million, you're fine with that.
Nah, I think you should give him the old attaboy. It's,
they didn't even do it to D. Wade.
That was a mistake.
But you understand, in your own words.
Don't we learn from our mistakes? Wait,
in your own words, you said one more year, maybe two.
I acknowledge it's like okay. I acknowledge it's an attaboy. I'm not gonna get. I know that what I'm paying for 37-year-old Jimmy Butler is gonna be an overpay. But then I'm thinking to myself, well, who am I gonna get? Like who?
I'm Jenna Fisher,
and I'm Angela Kinsey,
and together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it makes me happy if he gets to
will it make you happy if you're not winning?
I don't know that.
Yes, you do.
I don't know that.
Yes, you do.
What if I have a championship and then I get a fat cat season of just like riding it out, baby?
That's different. You think, hold on. So you think, as currently constructed, this team can win a championship?
I think we might be back.
Marcos, Jennifer, do you understand how hard it is sometimes to do a show with this man?
I don't understand. I said, right. I think we might be back.
No.
No.
I just asked you a question. This team currently constructed can get by Boston, by Milwaukee, by New York. And that's not even talking about the Western Conference.
There's only one team there that they have a juggernaut to go against. I'm not worried about Milwaukee. Milwaukee can kick the sharpest of rocks. Can kick the sharpest of rocks. New York, Cleveland.
This is your fandom.
It's not my fandom. Just beat Cleveland.
Oh. So Cleveland, oh my God, Cleveland lost. Now they're 20-4.
Okay, you're dude. Now all of a sudden the regular season matters.
You're 500 though.
No, we're over 500.
And over 500. So you're saying, wait, let me.
We have games in hand.
Hold on. I don't care. I'll give you a pocket full of games in hand. Here's what you're telling me. That this team is the same as the 20-4 team. That they're samesies.
Yeah, I think so.
This is why it's impossible to do a show.
I think so.
You make me want to curse all the time. This is ridiculous.
I don't know what propaganda Jay Crawford's filling you with, but I just saw
propaganda.
I just saw these two teams go toe to toe. You saw those two teams go toe to toe. Did you think it was that much of a difference? It's not like the Heat had an insane shooting night.
Except one has 10 more wins.
Yeah, okay, they got off to a good start. Good for them.
Good start.
What do you want, a medal? Congratulations to the Cavaliers. You guys won October, November.
So let me get this straight.
Team of the month.
Wait. Hold on. I'm asking you. As currently constructed, you believe in a 7-game series that Heat could beat Boston, New York, Milwaukee, and or Cleveland.
I think we need another move to beat Boston.
But you think
the other teams? Don't worry about them.
In a 7-game series.
Not worried. They don't have my respect.
But it's not a matter.
I'm giving you my opinion. Why are you getting mad at it?
Because you think the Heat are thinking like you?
I think Spo is. Spo has, you know, did you hear Spo the other day? Why? Why are you getting mad at me? Dude. You got Spo, Froggy, that other comment that he had? Because I was like, oh, he sees something. He's locked in.
He's going to do that. He's been
dude, I'm telling you, there's something about the way he's talking.
91 and he said, I see something.
I think he sees something, though. I think he sees what I see. Oh, and I'm telling you.
I'm getting lightheaded because I'm so mad right now.
You have him talking about the rolls, Marcos? Can you get that for me? Because he was like,
he's talking about cinnamon rolls.
Dude, I don't think so. He's got that look in him. He's got that look in him. And I think we may be back. That's all I'm trying to tell you. And you keep dismissing me. First of all, one, we have games in hand, okay? Everybody else has played like 4 more games than us. I don't know why. We have games in hand, okay?
You're 500, so is it safe to say you're going to go 2-2 in those games?
We're not 500. Please stop saying that. We're 2 games over 500, okay? So please stop saying that. Okay. And we've won our last three. We're 3-0 in our last three. And so what I would like you to do is please stop saying that.
Best record in NBA, last three.
That's true. And we have the player of the week. I mean, if you want to give out half season awards like you do for Cleveland, because
What are you talking?
Hang a banner.
They're 20-4. Should I not say anything?
Hang a banner. Oh my goodness, the fall champions. It's like Inter Miami. Look at our regular season shield bounced in the first round. Here's Spo. Listen to this and tell me this isn't a guy locked in.
And along those lines, too, I don't want to talk about anybody's touches, shot attempts, their role. You know what the role is? Whatever the role has been the last three games, that's what it is. That's what I want everybody focusing on and see if we can continue that.
How about that? How about that? No more talking. That may have been a message at me. No more talking about roles, shots.
That you make it easy for people to hate. This nonsense.
What does it mean?
So you're saying, as currently constructed, this team can win the East.
I think
based on what you've seen so far.
I think that Boston still got our number right now. We got to make a move.
So you're saying right now, regardless of record, you're the second best team in the East.
I think so.
And you think over the next 3 months or 4 months, Miami's going to end up, as currently constructed, second in the East.
Best net rating in the league right now?
I don't give a rat's ass about net rating.
Why not?
All I care about is wins. So you're telling me right now that this is the second best team in the East?
Best net rating right now is the Heat starting lineup, top 10 offense. It took a little while, okay? Why is Milwaukee allowed to have a slow start? We weren't allowed to have a slow start.
I didn't say that.
Why is that the case?
Wait, I never questioned how good the Heat are. I haven't questioned like how good they looked the last week. I'm not. I didn't say it was fool's gold. I didn't say any of that, right? You are the reason why any type of common sense I try to make of these situations seem like what you're making them to look like. Okay? I have asked the question. And all you've given me is not wins and losses, but net rating and this mm-hmm. and why did Milwaukee. You're telling me right now.
Yeah.
The Miami Heat are the second best team in the Eastern Conference.
If it's not Miami, it might be Orlando. Healthy. Orlando's got me on notice. I think Orlando's got something.
So I didn't even mention that. I didn't even mention Orlando.
Of course you didn't.
Right? So.
You don't give them the respect they deserve. No.
So, you're saying that between Boston,
yeah,
the Cavs,
please stop saying
that. The Bucks, New York, and Orlando,
mm-hmm.
the only team that you need to worry about is Boston?
Yes.
Because you would dominate all the other teams.
Magic's going to take six.
But everybody else, Heat and five.
Of course. What else did you expect? I think we may be back.
I why'd I do this to myself? I don't.
Not me. You're the one who brought it up.
Understand. I don't. And then you say that and you don't want to be a grown up. This, like, there has to be people in the chat that just feel sorry for me, right?
I don't know.
Because this is ridiculous. Wait, let's be clear. Where are they currently? In the Eastern Conference standings, where are they currently?
The Heat? I believe they're sixth.
Fifth.
But like a game back, but in the loss column, like a game back of three. Because we have games in hand. Right there.
You know, games in hand, you could also lose and fall farther back.
Totally fair. But you also...
And they've only won three straight once this year.
Right, but we have the best...
So how many games in hand do you have?
I think three.
So you're just assuming they're going to win those three games?
I think the Heat are about to rattle some off.
Yeah.
We got the Raptors on Thursday. Then we got practice. Uh-huh. Then we got another practice. We're going to win those practices. Then we got a game against the Pistons. Okay? Then we got some practice. Then some more practice. Then we got the Thunder. Measuring stick game. We've been passing those tests.
You're going to win those practices?
You're right.
You got to win the practices.
Got to win the practices. Got to be 1-0 every time you practice.
No, that's not true. Because here's what he does. When we're at the station looking at each other, he says stuff and then runs out of the studio.
Sometimes you walk out on me.
Yes, you guys trade times. Like, it's sometimes it's Tobas.
Because I can't. You. Like, I'm trying. Listen, I care about the radio station. I care about our job
that, like,
and our ability to keep it. So I don't want to curse on air.
All I know is.
But for the life of me, and here's what I'm willing to say. The Heat look good right now.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you that they won't be able to compete with these guys. But at two games above 500, they're going to be 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And so from that standpoint, you're telling me that if they're 7 and 8, they don't have a problem with all the other teams above them except one. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Like, bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Faithless. Your faithless heart. Bless it.
That's just what old people say when they did.
You just bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Take a break. Back after this.
Football coverage on WQAM.